January in Saskatchewan is nothing short of a meteorological adventure. This year was no different. We live in a province where we are no strangers to weather fluctuations, but even by its own standards, January can be a wild ride. One day the sun can be shining warmly enough that we are lured outdoors to take a leisurely walk, and the next day it can be -30°C with a bone-chilling wind that stings the face. Saskatchewan is famous for its frigid winters, and January typically marks the heart of the cold season with average temperatures often ranging between -15°C and -20°C. Extreme wind chills can reach -45°C. Cold snaps, often fueled by Arctic air masses, can lock us in a deep freeze, like what happened this month. Having just gone through a deep freeze with extreme cold warnings, it was nice that it only lasted a couple of days. This cold snap brings many challenges for people. Will their vehicles start so they can get to work? Do they have to work outside and need 15 layers of clothing? I feel for the farmers during this time of year, as they need to feed cattle or horses, and for the animals it is not pleasant either. Before I let our little doggies out to do their duties, I first gear up in winter clothing, let the dogs out, and a minute later I need to run out and grab 3-legged dogs to the house. Our dogs have all kinds of winter clothing, including boots. One of them loves the winter gear. Another will not move with her boots on. It is quite comical to see her try and walk in her booties. Then, 24 hours later, the temperature begins to climb. After all, Saskatchewan's January weather is not all ice and frostbite. Occasionally, a welcome weather phenomenon sweeps across the province, bringing temperatures to a more reasonable setting. Although Chinooks are more common for our neighbors in Alberta, their effects can still be felt here. These warm, dry winds bring relief from the cold and can boost temperatures. This up and down weather can be tough on both the body and mind. The extreme cold saps energy, while frequent changes in temperature and pressure can lead to headaches or fatigue. Coupled with shorter daylight hours, it is easy to see why some people struggle with the winter blues during this time. The unpredictable ups and downs with the temperature can play havoc with my MS. I would rather have winter stay cold and slowly warm up to spring, instead of the 4 days of cold and then 3 days of warmer weather. January is also supposed to be prime time for snowfall, and coming with that, there are snowstorms and blizzards. It does not seem like we have had a great deal of snow, but each time it snows, the winds pick up and there is a snowstorm. What is the saying in Saskatchewan? If you do not like the weather, wait 10 minutes. This is a true quote this month, because as I wrote this opinion piece, it was very windy outside, it was snowing, and travel was not recommended on many roads. While January in Saskatchewan can be harsh and unpredictable, it is also a defining part of prairie life. The dramatic swings in weather are a testament to the province's rugged climate and the resilience of the people in Saskatchewan. Whether it is enduring frigid winds or marveling at a sudden thaw, residents know how to make the most of this roller coaster month. By the time January gives way to February, one thing is certain: Saskatchewan weather will always keep you guessing, and it is a true prairie experience.